The first case of Ebola in the United States was confirmed this week with reports of at least 100 people exposed to the infected patient. Despite heavy media coverage, experts say the chances of the virus reaching college campuses is close to zero. Diana Crandall spoke to a USC professor who studies the spread of viruses.
Ebola is fatal for about half the people it infects. However, it is highly unlikely to reach USC, says Paula Cannon, associate professor at the USC Keck School of Medicine.
Let's not all panic. You know, Ebola is still a relatively small outbreak and it's confined to Western Africa. And the chances of it coming to USC, you know, right now are practically zero, but that doesn't mean that we shouldn't all be aware of what the risks could be and how to respond appropriately.
Despite how scary the virus may seem, Cannon says it's more important for students to focus on protecting themselves against all viruses, not just Ebola.
I would say to any USC students listening, just make sure next time you go for a health checkup, make sure your vaccines are all up to date, because it won't just protect you, but it'll protect the rest of, you know, the population from any other viruses.
The New York Times reported Wednesday that federal officials are planning to dramatically increase the production of ZMapp, the experimental drug being used to treat Ebola. Medical experts say that supplies of that drug will only be available in the hundreds or thousands by early 2015, which will be a problem if the virus continues its turbulent spread. Diana Crandall, Annenberg Radio News.